Hi, this is Todd, and welcome to the Thrive Singles Podcast. Whether you're single again or still single, stop hating being single and learn to thrive. And welcome back to this week's episode of Thrive Singles Podcast. It's so good to have you with me today. Hey, can you do me a favor? Look, while you're thinking about it, go give the podcast a like or share it with somebody. Did you do it? Man, thanks. I really appreciate that. Now, on to today's topic. Make your next relationship last. Do you know fellow singles who seem to go through relationships like you or I go through jeans or shoes? They go through a predictable cycle. First, they get excited about the new. Then they enjoy the comfort of the familiar. But eventually, they toss out another old, worn and tattered relationship and go shopping for a new one. Or maybe you are the one with the history of unsatisfying relationships. Maybe you've decided that relationships just inevitably wear out, grow old, wither and die. I don't believe that. I believe most people endure bad relationships and give up on finding a great relationship because they're doing it wrong. They just go about it in an unwise and unhealthy way. There is a better way. First, be the right person. Most people believe that their relationships end badly because they don't find the right person. This is true. Sometimes. I'll cover that a little later. But if you have had multiple relationships end badly, maybe it's time to look at the common denominator. That would be you. It is important to find the right person, but becoming the right person is probably even more important. In fact, that should be your first step. Become the kind of person that attracts the kind of person you're looking for. First, and most importantly, be whole. Be healed, and be content where you are. If you ever want to be happily married, first be happily single. Begin your next relationship from a position of inner strength and self-confidence. Work on you first. See, being self-confident gives you the freedom to interact with the people you would have been intimidated by before. And being content keeps you from making the same dumb relational mistakes people make when they get desperate. It'll take time to mold yourself into a content, self-confident person. Take all the time you need to get there. Don't short-circuit the process by rushing into another relationship. Spend significant time just being single first. You'll know you're getting close to being ready for a great relationship when you desire one, but don't feel a desperate need for one. A lot of people are so desperate for a love interest that they disguise or even compromise who they are. Part of your journey to becoming the right person is learning who you are at your core and learning to be that person no matter where you are or who you are with. Never put on a front or compromise who you are for anybody. You can't sustain that over the long haul. If you want a relationship that lasts, become the person you want to be. Be that person for the rest of your life and find someone attracted to that person. Learn to focus on others more than yourself. To find the right person, you need to learn about people. You do that by paying attention to them. Listen to what they say and how they say it. Create a safe place for them to share their heart with you. Learn what makes them tick, what excites them, and what they want their future to look like. All of this focusing on others is, in a way, self-serving. You don't want to get into a relationship with someone you don't know well. Then find the right person. Yes, once you become the right person, you do need to find the right person. But what kind of person? And where do you find them? And how do you avoid making another mistake? For starters, find the kind of person you just spent time becoming. Find a self-confident, well-adjusted, authentic person who's learned to focus on others. Don't settle for the same type of people you settled for before. It may not be absolutely essential, but it is extremely helpful if their expectations are similar to yours when it comes to sex, children, money, finances, and religion. Some couples do just fine, even though they disagree on one or two of these things, but those differences need to be brought out into the open and talked about up front, because those are the issues that tear marriages apart. So make sure you face them honestly and with a clear head. Don't think it'll all work out because you spoke about it once in some intoxicatingly romantic setting. If you want a relationship that will last a lifetime, look for someone you can talk about anything and everything with. It's essential that you can talk things out without anger, accusations, or personal attacks. Also, look for a person who embodies the morals and character traits you value. Don't get so hung up on looks and bank accounts. Place the most value on the most important things. Now, that being said, some physical attraction is necessary. I mean, it'd be difficult to be married for life to someone to whom you feel little or no sexual attraction. Finding the right person is best done looking in the right places. Don't keep looking in the same old places where your last relationships began. You know, it's no guarantee, but I believe the odds are much better, say, in a church than in a bar. Also, looking in places where people go to do things you enjoy is a good idea. Having some activities in common helps a couple bond. So whatever you enjoy doing, frequent places where other people enjoy that. That's a great way to meet people with whom you have something in common. Then, make a commitment. I'm a firm believer in taking your time. Never rush either process, becoming the right person or finding the right person. Take all the time you need. But if you want a great relationship, at some point, you're going to have to make a decision and fully commit to it. Our modern society has developed a phobia of commitment. Maybe it's because they saw their parents divorce. Maybe it's because shacking up is so acceptable now. Or maybe it's because they've just seen or been in so many relationships that didn't last. In any case, for too many young adults today, the thought of committing for a lifetime seems either scary, unnecessary, or impossible. But I believe that intimacy only thrives in the safe harbor of commitment. If you want happily ever after, commit to a lifetime. Is that a guarantee? No. Is it your best shot? Yes. So don't let fear or passivity rob you of the kind of relationship you really want. Take your time, do your due diligence first, but then act. Make a decision and make a commitment. Then, love unconditionally. Now, I believe in till death parts us. I believe this now more than ever, even after suffering a divorce. If you want a relationship that goes the distance, it requires unconditional love. Through the early stages of relationships, right up until I do, keep your magnifying glasses on. Examine the person you think you want a relationship with closely. Make sure they are what you want and you are what they want. But then, once you say I do, take off those magnifying glasses and put on your rose-colored glasses. Cut your mate a little slack. Look for the best in them. Love each other unconditionally. By that, I don't mean you overlook warning signs. People do hide things, manipulate, and even abuse. You should question suspicious actions, and you should never tolerate abuse. What I'm talking about is all the minutiae that will inevitably pop up in your day-to-day life. Man, let that stuff go. Just show love, always. Saying I love you shouldn't be just an acknowledgement of some romantic feeling. It should be a lifelong promise to love no matter what. Look, I know some of you have been burned. I got burned my first time around. That's all the more reason to do the work now, to lay the foundation for success next time. That's what I did my second time around. And that effort's been rewarded with a wonderful second chance marriage. It took a lot of work on both our parts to get here, but it was so worth it. So to make your next relationship last, become the right person. Content, self-confident, well-adjusted, authentic, and focused on others. Then find the right person. Content, self-confident, well-adjusted, authentic, focused on others, and preferably with some things in common, and someone who has strong character and morals. Then make a real commitment. Not, let's give it a try, we'll see what happens. No, a real commitment. Then love unconditionally. I love you is a promise. Love overlooks a multiplicity of mistakes. That's what it takes to make it long-term. Do those things, and they will give you the best chance at making your next relationship last. Thrive on.
I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. See you next week. Till then, be sure to subscribe and go check out my extensive archive of past posts at ThriveSingles.com. And thrive on.
There's more to life. You gotta grow, you gotta thrive. Whoa, 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 you gotta thrive. There's more to life than to just survive.